I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Every year at Thanksgiving, my grandma White, she cooked the turkey. And then she'd put sugar cubes on top of the turkey and she'd light them. And we'd always take a picture with the lit turkey like that because it would caramelize the top of the turkey.
There is something to taking pictures with turkeys because my mom would dress me up as a turkey.
And then have me sit right next to the turkey and take a picture just by myself.
Get out of here.
No joke.
Oh, my
every
God.
Every single year until I was like 10.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
All right, 5:54. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, and man, it is cold out there, 12 degrees right now. But after all, it's, December 6th, so I guess it should be, right? 12 degrees right now, high today near 39, but then for the rest of the week, it looks like it's going to be back into the 50s, into the 60s. I don't know what the heck's going on with this weather. Welcome to the program. It is myself, BJ, along with Carson. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
Good morning, Spadil.
Good morning.
How was your weekend?
It was really good.
Good, good.
Yeah, I had a good barbecue with all the friends. It was good.
A barbecue nice. In December, huh?
Yeah, it was nice.
Wow,
yeah.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah, barbecue. 70 degrees out.
Yeah, it was beautiful, beautiful. I got Christmas decorations up this weekend, guys.
You finally did, huh?
Yep, finally got them up. I got three of the six blow-ups. Two of the six doesn't even work. They've got holes in them.
Aww.
Yeah. So I've got to return those today. But I got three of the six blow-ups up. But trust me, three's plenty.
Yeah, I feel like three's a lot.
For your yard, that's more than three is...
I don't need all six.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks a little crowded in the
like
yard.
I feel like four is pushing it, so three is probably perfect.
Yeah, I've got a, let's see here, what have I got? I've got a Mickey Mouse Santa.
Okay.
I've got a skeleton Santa. Where that came from, I have no idea.
Skeleton?
What, is it like Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yeah. Is it something. Jack Skellington?
Yeah, okay. I guess so. Jack, okay. Is that it?
Yeah.
That's what I got. And then I've got a puppy dog pal.
Okay.
So you got a variety.
It's pretty eclectic.
You got a wide range.
Yeah.
And the puppy dog, it doesn't have anything to do with Christmas. I don't know what the hell that's all about.
Okay. He's just there.
Then I strung one string of lights across the gutters on the garage. That's really all the lights I put up, though.
That's all you need.
Perfect.
Just one little nice string.
Yeah. Mine looks better than my neighbor's house. My neighbor did the same thing this weekend. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's like me, right?
Uh-huh.
So he only has enough lights that go halfway across his house.
Oh, that's the worst.
It stops right in the middle of his house. And I'm looking at it this morning going, dude, I don't even think I would put that up.
Yeah. You should just put it up like right in the middle then so that it's not on the ends.
At least
then
centered.
Yeah,
center the lights instead of just putting them on one end and they stop halfway in the house because it's so obvious.
If you have OCD, that is your nightmare every time you drive by that house.
But for him, he takes all the heat off my yard, so that's good.
Oh, yeah.
Because he looks worse.
Yeah, he looks a lot worse.
I don't like it when they do the tree wrap thing where people just wrap it around the base of the tree. My neighbors are doing that
whoa,
right now.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Chill out, bro.
It's just lazy. Do you do that, Carson?
Yeah, but I did it all. I did it all the way up the tree.
Okay, they just do the bottom half.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it looks lazy.
Yeah.
All right, quick break here. Just getting started. It is a Monday with the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. This is KALC Radio, Denver, Colorado. Yes, we are live, and we'll be right back. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie,
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Monday morning. It is cold out there. It's 11 degrees right now. Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
I'm good, but I want to tell everybody on I-25 northbound.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, southbound. Which way is that? South. The I-25 southbound at Bellevue, there's a big old accident.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Okay. So I-25 southbound at Bellevue.
All right, okay. So you brought me a meat flower.
I brought you a meat flower.
What is this, salami?
It's pepperoni.
Oh, it's pepperoni. Oh, nice.
Pepperoni.
Oh, man. Look at that flower.
I know. See? That's a meat flower.
I can't eat this.
I know. It's a meat flower.
I'm going to stick this in the freezer and save it. This is an heirloom.
For what? A rainy day?
Yeah, I can pass it down to my kids.
Oh, yeah, you should. Point. Yeah.
It's like an heirloom.
That was left on the coochie board.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, good for you. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's called the charcuterie board, but when you have cocktails, you call it coochie board.
Okay, makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, so that's your meat flower. Yeah,
the coochie board.
On the coochie board.
I saw a couple of your pictures. Now, I only looked at the BJ and Jamie page over the weekend on Facebook, and I saw some of your pictures of the girls dancing and everybody having a great
time. There wasn't even music.
Yeah, that's when you know you're drunk. You're literally just dancing to nothing.
Yeah. Oh, my God, it was so funny.
Jamie had a party over the weekend, in case you don't know it. She had 10 of her friends over, and they stayed virtually all weekend.
Yeah,
and
they did.
They partied hard starting on Friday. And I saw the liquor, shipment that you had brought in.
I sure did.
Yeah, that looked
that's really easy to just have that delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, they just...
What is it, drizzle? Drizzly?
No,
drizzle?
I actually had bubbles.
Oh, bubbles.
Yeah. And so they just bring it and you just point, kind of like that got junk. And you just point, they bring it right into your table.
Point and you got booze.
You do. It was amazing. Yeah, it was absolutely amazing.
That was a lot of booze.
Oh, my God. It was. So
did they drink it all?
No. Okay. No, there was no booze.
They would all have been dead.
It was cases.
Well, because I was doing it while we were doing the show yesterday or Friday. And so I was just kind of like hitting three sounds good. You know, not looking at the ounces. Yeah. I'm like, two sounds good. Not realizing it was like a jug, you know?
Right. So you got a lot left over.
I do.
Just in case you want to throw another shindig over there.
Oh, my God. I think I probably will. It was so fun.
Now, I saw the picture of the dude that was doing the cryo care.
It was a guy and a girl.
It was a guy and a girl?
Yeah.
I saw the picture. I just noticed the guy. But how did the IV thing work? Is that like a solid treatment for the day after?
Yeah, it's great. And so they hung two bags. They hung whatever that one bag was that looks like Gatorade. Mm-hmm. And then they hung another bag of stuff that was like extra special stuff.
When you do that the next day, is it something? Because I'm just curious about it. Because I find that kind of crazy that you can order an IV to come to your house. Okay, I'm fine. It's just for you know, a hangover, basically.
Yeah.
Do you instantly feel it? Is it something that within 15 minutes you automatically feel great?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Really?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Wow.
It's absolutely amazing because you're dehydrated.
It
obviously,
is the perfect thing.
It is so amazing, but you just feel great. And then, here's our funny part, and you can probably see it in the pictures I posted. We're having Bloody Marys while we're getting it.
Oh, yeah. It was super classy. Those people who were giving those eyes would be like, what is going on right now?
They totally. I had a mimosa while I was getting an IV. So we had mimosas, Bloody Marys, and then there's more. And then in the middle of the room, if you see it, and I tried not to really, but then I was like, oh, what the heck? There was a big platter of sausage and bacon.
Wow. That's great.
Well, we were getting IVs. Literally, I'm not even kidding. One girl had a needle in her arm and a piece of bacon. And then in her left hand, she had a Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
So I was just like, hang.
Somehow that feels right, though.
Oh, it was so great.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it was.
Because, I mean, you're getting the IV for healthy, you know, getting your hydration back.
Yeah.
But to be drinking
protein
at the same time, it feels like it should be that way.
And whoever, I think it was Julie, whoever made the Bloody Marys, she made them all professional with, like, the toothpick across with all she makes the meat flour. So
yeah.
She also
the
had
meat and cheese, everything.
Everything. Yeah, piece of bacon, mm-hmm. all that stuff. It was amazing. We had a great time, I have to tell you.
What a party.
There were so many things that went wrong. And then some girl, I'm not going to mention who, but if you don't think that moms still have it, you're wrong, because she went on a booty call at 3:30 a.m.
Yes! 3:30?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, he picked her up at 3:30, and then she came back at 9.
Now, that's not a normal booty call, because they normally don't pick you up. That's amazing right there. Amazing. Good for her.
Yeah, 3:30.
She left your house at 3:30, mm-hmm. came back at 9 o'clock in the morning?
Yep.
Trooper.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. What
so
a party.
Crazy.
You had everything.
Oh, my God. It was
all
nuts.
Right. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Just getting rolling. It is a Monday. Going to be crazy around here. You hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Monday morning. Coming up at 7:10 this morning, we've got a code word for you. Brand new contest, Las Vegas getaway for New Year's Eve. And I think on the 30th, you're out there like from the 28th through the 31st. But I think on December 30th, Maroon 5 is in concert, and you'll attend that. And I think that's at the, what is it called? The T-Mobile Center out there? You know, the big arena that I've been in there. That's where I saw Garth Brooks.
They're playing at the Chelsea Cosmopolitan.
At the Cosmopolitan Vegas.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so we'll give you a code word coming up at 7:10 this morning. New Year's Eve in Vegas. I've never been to Las Vegas on New Year's Eve.
It's pretty...
You've been, right?
Yeah.
It's insane.
It is... Well, one time, I mean, gosh, now that I think about how trapped we were, it's crazy. One time we were at some place, where's the Blues Club, or what's that one at the top? You know, it's like hard to get into. It's the, I think it's the House of Blues kind of thing. Mm. And so we were up there, and we were just trapped up there. We couldn't even get up there at New Year's, and we had to watch the fireworks in the mirrors of the Mandalay Bay.
Because you couldn't move.
Because we couldn't move.
It's that packed.
It was that packed.
Yeah, they say Vegas is out of control on New Year's Eve.
Fun. But then one time we went, and it was so weird. One time, and I forgot what it was. I think something bad had happened, so we were all corralled and stuff. And all we did was watch it was like a fire danger or something. Mm. And all we did is watch that big clock go to midnight.
Oh, that was it?
There was no fireworks. We were like, well, that was uneventful.
Yeah, no joke.
I could see you getting out there and get caught up in gambling and midnight happening, you not even know it.
Oh, I bet that does happen to some people.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But usually everybody's walking around with hats and blow things because all the casinos pass them out. Yeah.
You were talking about your party over the weekend. I probably had one of the best experiences of my life over the weekend.
Oh, you did?
On Saturday, I got to go to the basketball game.
I saw that. I hit heart.
You did?
I hit a heart.
Was it a post that Paul made?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So I hit the heart.
Yeah. We had spectacular tickets. Thanks to Perfect Teeth, they came through with a couple of tickets that I went up to the game. But I went and saw the Tennessee-CU basketball game on Saturday.
Like your dream.
Was fabulous.
Your dream.
Jamie, I was sitting literally four rows behind the Tennessee bench.
Oh, nice. My God.
I even talked to a couple of the players on the team. Yeah, I did. I couldn't help it.
You were geeking, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. The guy walked over, and I go, hey, buddy, how are you? Just like that.
You said, hey, buddy, how are you?
He looked up at me, and I had on Tennessee gear, right? So he looked at me. And he
thought that they let some people out of the home.
He grabbed his shirt like, I like your shirt. And I said, go get him. He said, we will. That was it.
You literally sound like you're 90 years old from the nursing home.
I said, go get him.
Hey there, sport.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, I heard.
Go get him. Yeah, okay. He said, we will.
Yeah.
We will.
That's pretty crazy, huh?
That is crazy.
Man, what about the Broncos? Yeah. They sucked last night.
Yeah, that wasn't was a good game. It was hard. I felt like they were in it at the beginning, and then something happened. It just
fizzled out, didn't it?
Kind of fell apart.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we were expected to win in Kansas City. So it's one of those losses that...
It wasn't embarrassing.
No. And it's one of those on the schedule before the game ever happens. You say, well, we'll probably lose this one.
Yeah.
You know, and those are easier to take than when you get beat by a team that sucks here at home.
Yeah, but not when you could have taken first place. Come on. And you don't even show up for the game.
That's a tough place to play. You lived in Kansas City. Those fans are crazy.
Man, they're insane.
They are.
They'll kill you.
That's one of the worst places to have to go into it and play a game. So, you know what? Give them a break on that one, right?
Well, I mean, you know, I like that they weren't embarrassing. You know, there wasn't like a couple times it could have been very embarrassing with them like throwing the ball way up in the air and lofting it up in the air and like other people trying to catch it.
Yeah. Lofting is a good term.
Right? Just a loft. I hope somebody catches it. I don't care which team it is.
just somebody catch it. That way it's a reception.
It did seem like it, didn't it? A couple times you're like, is he just throwing it in the air and saying the Hail Mary?
Now, I know Spadil walked in this morning and Carson walked in and they're really, you know, down on the Broncos this morning. But you know what? I got to give them a little bit of, you know, cut some slack for them. I mean, that's Kansas City. It's a tough place to play. That's a good team, too.
We sucked.
Yeah.
Like, there's no.
They're really bad.
There is no giving them kudos for
anything. Is he on a delay?
He threw three interceptions.
You know, like, I actually sat back and waited for him to say something because you addressed him. And then I'm like, okay, is he going to say anything?
We suck.
Like,
we suck.
He's on a delay. And then 2, 3, 4. We suck.
We suck.
My mic was off for a while.
Oh, was it?
Okay.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. You're lying, dude. No. I had your mic off.
All
right, we'll be right back. We'll get to tabloid trash. We'll do it next. Hang on.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay. Oh, my God. I'm so cold. I'm like literally, it's freezing even in here. My legs
You know,
cold.
And for some reason, and you know me, Jamie, I'm a weather person, okay?
Yeah.
I love looking at the weather. But for some reason, I hadn't looked at it, and I was shocked this morning. It's 12 degrees right now.
Yeah, I didn't know that was going to happen.
No, I didn't either.
I really didn't, I have to tell you. Because I actually, oh my gosh, I put a bunch of this, you know, like drinks and stuff outside. Oh. And I have a feeling they're all going to be exploded today.
Yeah, if it's like soda or carbonated.
Yeah. It's all carbonated. It's tonic water and stuff like that. I didn't have room, so I put it on the deck. And just thinking it'd be mild, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, pop.
Yeah, it's going to be fireworks out there.
Yeah, it sure is. Oh, well. Anyway, Chris Cuomo, in case you didn't know, from CNN, has been fired.
I'm shocked.
Well, you know what? You thought it wasn't going to happen just based on helping the brother.
Yeah.
But there's other stuff that's come to fruition.
Yeah, and also, if you look at the story, too, there are colleagues on CNN that are really going after him. They're saying there's a lot more to this and that other information's going to come out besides what's already come out, that he possibly will be accused of sexual harassment himself.
Well, he is going to be, yeah.
That's strong.
The lawyer for the alleged victim said her client decided to make the accusations after Chris Cuomo, in discussing the accusations against his brother, said, "I've always cared very deeply about these issues and profoundly so. The woman was upset by the hypocrisy of Chris Cuomo's words and disgusted by his efforts to try to discredit all these different women." And so, yeah, it says allegations of serious sexual misconduct.
Man, and these two, Andrew and Chris Cuomo, those two were on top of the world about a year and a half
ago. I love them as a team.
You know, people were screaming that this Andrew Cuomo, the guy that was the governor of New York.
I wanted him to be president.
Yeah, people wanted him to run for president because he seemed like such a solid leader. Now look at the two of them.
Well, and they, you know, lost me at nursing homes.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
And then Chris Cuomo himself, that job he had at CNN was paying $6 million a year.
What?
Six. He lost.
I heard you.
He lost a $6 billion job. Is what he lost.
No, I don't know why people do that all the time. Because I notice I do that a lot.
What?
Like, say what when I actually heard you. So I'm going to be like, I'm not going to do
you
that.
You did
anymore.
Say what.
I know I
That's
did.
That's why I was repeating.
I know. And I was like, wait, I heard you. I'm going to really try not to say what.
All right, let's do it again. Okay.
Okay.
Chris Cuomo, that guy was making $6 million a year.
I heard.
Well, then, there's no reason for me to repeat it then. There's a...
No, I don't know why I like that so much, but I did.
That's perfect. That's
right,
perfect.
Right. I'm going to really practice that because I feel like I do that to you a lot, and then that makes you repeat it, and I already heard it.
Carson, you do something that annoys me.
Okay. As long as we're all going to be honest.
While we're being honest, what Jamie says is, what? And she doesn't mean what.
I don't, but I do it all the time.
You, every now and then, I'll say something, or Jamie will say something, and your reply back is, shut up. I hate that. It just sounds, no, I'm just being serious.
Okay,
sounds rude to me. It does. Shut up.
But because I think that BJ and I were born and raised in the era where if you said shut up to your parents, you were smacked across the face.
Absolutely. It was a big no-no.
It was like
you
saying the F word.
Yeah.
So, bad. Oh my God.
Never said shut up.
Oh, but I still to this day, I've never told my dad to shut up.
And I think that's why it bothers me is because of that, you know, growing up like that when I hear, and I know you don't mean it. I know that it's a comeback for like, get out of here. That's what it's for, right? But it just sounds rude to me.
Because of how we were raised. Yeah. That's so funny because I notice my son can tell his friend shut up and it makes me cringe. I'm like, oh, in my head, I'm not going to, you know, call him out. But they all say shut up to each other. I'm like, that's the F word.
And to them, it's no big deal.
Yeah, they don't even think of it. Yeah,
right.
That's because I'm old.
Yeah, maybe
shut
that's
up.
Shut up.
Oh, God. All right. What were we doing? Oh, yeah. Chris Cuomo, $6 million a year.
$6 million.
This is what Chris Cuomo had to say. He said, this is not how I want to my time at CNN to end, but I have already told you why and how I helped my brother. So let me now say, as disappointing as this is, I could not be more proud of the team at Cuomo Primetime and the work we did. So. And then they said about the sexual allegations. These apparently anonymous allegations are not true.
So, that's what your brother said.
That's what he said. Yeah, I know. So
I mean, that's...
It is so weird because I literally, and I told you, and I told my boss, I told everybody, I go, I love that Chris Cuomo. Not Chris Cuomo. What's
Andrew.
His brother?
Andrew,
I love that Andrew Cuomo. I want him to be the president. He's amazing. And then son of a biscuit eater. I guess that whole nursing home thing, all those people died.
Yeah. He put people in a nursing home with the COVID.
Yeah.
And killed a lot of people.
And that was, I had to take that one
allegedly.
Back. Well, right. Yeah, I don't think we can say.
Yeah, I don't think I can say that he murdered people.
He actually did. I don't think he actually did that.
Without saying allegedly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, it really depends on what comes out with this Chris Cuomo guy, because I don't know if he'll get another job, especially if, you know, some of the allegations that are forthcoming are, you know, very, very, very scandalous.
But you had a good point, which is, but the guy that was on the Zoom call that did that on live on Zoom?
Yeah.
He's back at work.
Yeah, they welcome him back with
open
arms.
That's not fair. If I was Chris Cuomo, I'm like, what about that wiener guy?
Yeah, he's got his pants down on a Zoom call. I mean, it's like, dude. And then they brought him right back. And now he's on there bashing Chris Cuomo now. Yeah. It just doesn't even make sense.
I know.
It's like, wait a minute, that guy's a pervert.
It's like, which is okay and which is not? I guess that is, right? I don't know. Anyway, somebody said, I get the whole shut up thing. I got grounded and slapped across the face for telling my mom to shut up.
Oof.
Yeah.
It's a true story. It's literally the F word. Oof. I mean... I'm a grown woman. I still would never say shut up to my dad. Shut up. Anyway. All right. So, yeah, I agree with you, too, BJ. I don't know what he's going to do for a living. Yeah. Both of these guys, think about it. They're making millions and millions. And now what?
Yeah, I don't know. Chris Cuomo, I mean, his career could be washed up. His brother, who was the governor, he knows nothing but politics, and I don't think he's going to be able to get back into that anytime soon. So,
yeah
they're gonna run out of money.
People are really mad at Chrissy Teigen and John Legend again. See, this one I don't care about at all, to be honest with you. Let me explain. So Chrissy Teigen and John Legend bought out a whole row of seats at the New York City's most popular holiday attraction so they could avoid other audience members at the venue. It was Radio City Music Hall's Christmas Spectacular, and it was with the Rockettes. And so they bought a whole row in front and in back of them. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with it.
Boy, I do. This makes me just so angry.
It does?
Oh, gosh. Who do they think they are? Buying out a whole row so nobody can get near you with the COVID. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Am I upset.
See, I thought it was just so nobody bugged them.
They said it was the COVID.
Okay, because I thought, you know, because people have, I mean, she's got to be kind of careful thinking that people are going to slam her or do something or say something.
And you know what? You're probably correct. They're probably using the COVID, like a lot of people do, for an excuse. Mm-hmm. And they probably bought it so nobody would bug them. But they said COVID.
It's just a cover.
Yeah, just a cover for them.
Yeah, and so they did have their bodyguards there, and they marched the Christmas thing. Anyway, I love the Goldbergs. I don't know if any of you watch it, but my son and I used to watch it all the time as soon as he got home from school. It was like our go-to show, and it's the Goldbergs, and it's the, I don't know, it's just the best show. But the guy who plays the dad, Jeff Garland, he's the one that comes home every day after work, and he takes his pants off at the door and then goes, sits in his recliner in his underwear. He's like a bigger guy. He's pretty funny. Anyway, he said he's almost been fired from his role on the Goldbergs because he keeps getting called into human resources. Hmm. You know what it reminded me of? And who he looks like, but with hair, is Powerball Pete.
Yes.
Because, you know, if we were offended by anything, the things that Powerball Pete says in here are probably not the best things.
No.
He'd be in the HR on the daily.
Yeah, but we don't care. We think it's funny. Yeah. You know, that's the thing. And we probably add to it. And we say it just right along with him. He's not alone. We say it back. But anyway, I guess he said he's been the subject of an investigation from HR in each of the last 3 years. He said, it's always the same thing. I get called in. It's about me and my silliness on the set. They don't think it's appropriate. I do. That's where we're at. I've not been fired because of it. We all just think differently, and if they don't think I'm funny, it's fine.
And you got to be smart about it, too. If you're going to make a comment that you know that might be just a little taken the wrong way by certain people, you got to know who's in the room.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You've got to be able to get the temperature of the room to make any of the comments these days, or you are going to end up in HR.
Yeah, I agree, because, I mean, obviously Pete knows we're safe. Except for that Dylan. He's a little shady.
Well, I've actually been gathering a lot of stuff that Pete's been saying.
Yeah.
So that if I need it one day, I can use it.
Yeah. Fall back on it.
So I've got a whole list of crap. Recordings, all kinds of stuff.
That's funny. I think everybody has a golden ticket. Mine's the ultimate golden ticket, and I'm not going to go into what it is, but I have the ultimate one.
That scares me.
Yeah, you don't want to say.
No, I would never say. But I'm just saying, as long as we're getting things in our back pockets. Yeah. Oh, my God. All right. Tokyo was named the most beautiful place in the world this year. Maybe that's where we'll go for New Year's Eve.
I would love to go to Japan.
Yeah?
I really would.
Maybe,
it's on my list.
Maybe we'll try that. Is it cold or how is it?
I think Japan just closed all like travelers again.
Why you gotta be like? See what I mean? Like him being all shady.
I'm sorry.
Why Debbie Down over there.
Yeah. Just don't want you to spend money that you don't need to. But
they just shut it down.
Yeah, like last week with the Omicron and all that.
I guess so. Maybe I'll go to Littleton for New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah.
I hear it's nice this time of year.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
I'll send you some pictures.
Okay. All right. Great. There you go. Tablet trash.
Well, well, well. Jamie White.
You know I don't do this.
It's her birthday.
No, it's not.
Happy birthday.
No, it's not my birthday.
Isn't this the day that you sign off of Facebook?
Yeah.
Isn't that a thing?
Yeah. It is, because I will have to reply.
That's smart.
Happy birthday!
Can I tell you something funny?
What's
so,
that?
So the girls, the 10 girls, right?
Yeah.
So I get this text, and one of the girls said, somebody told me that it's your birthday, so we should celebrate it this past weekend. Yeah. I go, no, it's not. It's March 9th. And they believed me.
Shut up.
Wow.
All right. Coming up next here on the PJ and Jamie Morning Show, a CEO over the weekend called a Zoom call together for 900 people, and he fired them.
This is the craziest audio.
Heartless.
And heartless is exactly right. You guys got to hear this. Yeah. It's so uncomfortable.
And a story that Jamie White broke last week with this Joel Osteen and this church down in Houston, Texas, where they found all that money in the wall that was reported stolen several months ago. I think he's in on it.
Wait, what?
Yeah. I think Joel Osteen.
Shut up, behind the toilet.
He's being investigated.
He's not going to. gonna. He didn't even know how to drywall.
I'm just telling you, Jamie, I really do. You know how we are with predictions.
Yeah.
I smell a rat.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, we'll get into that too when we come back. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.